usually quibble with the translation of the New Revised Standard Version, which is the one we use here for services. But in the Gospel for today, I have a place I disagree with them, and it's right at the beginning. It's the question Peter asks to Jesus that's translated in your reading: how often should a member of the church sin against me, and I forgive them? Well, not really. The Greek word there is the word for brother. And in the New Testament, there are two ways that word is used. The first is literally, brother, the son of your parents, your brother. The second is used really only by Jesus, and it's for anyone who's following him. So not just the disciples, but all of the people who follow around and come to hear him teach and, you know, kind of tag along with the disciples as he moves around. He calls them brothers too. So when Peter says, how often should a brother sin against me and I forgive him? What he means is, how often should one of these, you know, hangers-on folk do harm and I forgive him? And Jesus' answer, of course, is way more than you think. You ask me seven, I tell you 70 times that, way more than you think. The point, of course, is we have to forgive all the time. And Jesus goes on and tells a parable about why. Now, in case you've missed it, we, every single one of us, are the slave who owes the master a huge debt. 10,000 talents is 10,000 days' wages for a day laborer. So when we talk about 10,000 talents, you're talking about an unpayable debt, more than a person could earn in a lifetime. And that's us. We owe God more than we could ever possibly dream of repaying. When we say the confession, we say, we have sinned by what we have done and by what we have left undone, right? We have not loved God with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We got out of bed this morning, and before we even got here, we already owe God more of a debt than we could possibly pay. And God has forgiven us and continues to forgive us even when we do the same things over and over and over again, or fail to do the same things over and over and over again. So having been given that much forgiveness from God, Jesus says, how can you fail to give a lesser amount of forgiveness to the people around you? And if this isn't purported, but I imagine Jesus saying, I know they get on your nerves, but you get on God's nerves, so deal with it. That may not be quite what he said, but, you know, you get the idea. And that's the point. In just a few minutes, we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And one of the things we're going to ask God is to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, we hear that line a lot, and we tend to brush right over it, but think for a minute about what we're actually saying. When we say that prayer, we're asking God to forgive us in the amount and in the way that we forgive others, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Well, I don't know about you, but that's not actually how I want God to forgive me. I want God to forgive me way more than I manage to forgive others. And that's the point of the gospel for today. That God has forgiven us in huge amounts. And the least that we can do is to forgive others a little bit. Amen.